This portion of Drive Time is brought to you by the law firm Cooper Cargill Chant. Great lawyers serving the legal needs of the region from their offices in North Conway and Berlin. Visit CooperCargillChant.com today. I'm Tony Zoy, and I'm joined by Emily Ritchie of the AmeriCorps Vista, as well as Tom Baluccio, an instructor, as well as Tim Smith, founder of Jack Mountain Bushcraft School. And we're talking about the Self-Reliance Workshop Series, which is being put on with the Jack Mountain Bushcraft School and the Global Awareness Local Action Group. And it's a series of classes that are going on for survival. So thank you all for coming.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you for having us.
If you have any questions at any point, you can always call 603-539-6460. Now, before we get into the actual classes themselves that are going on, let's just quick talk about the two groups, highlight their missions, and how this goes into the classes. So, Emily, Global Awareness Local Action, how's that fit into the Self-Reliance Workshop Series?
GALA is a nonprofit based in Ossipee, and our mission is to increase sustainable development in our local community, and doing that through different education and then helping folks turn that education into action. So this is a perfect example. We're getting folks out, getting them together to learn different skills, how to be more self-reliant, some very like practical skills like how to make soap, but also some kind of cool skills like how to use a bow drill or things like that.
And of course, we have founder and instructor from Jack Mountain Bushcraft School. Clearly, self-reliance fits into your mission.
Yes, we are a bushcraft guide training and wilderness expedition school. We do about half the year in northern Maine, half the year in Wolfboro, New Hampshire. And our goal is to teach people that they can be part of the natural landscape around them, but it doesn't have to come through being afraid of stuff vis-a-vis survival. We're not into zombies, things like that. We, you know, it's all practical. That really, it's only been 100 years since people were living much closer to the landscape, and those skills and the fun that comes with them are still available to us now.
Now, since you mentioned it, 100 years since people were living closer to the landscape, have you found that in the last 100 years or even closer, like 30?
Do I look that old to you right now?
but has survival changed really in the past years that much, or is it still the same sort of stuff that would have been taught 100 years ago?
We as a species haven't changed since the old Stone Age.
Right.
There's all sorts of new stuff and new gear and new gadgets, but the basics remain. What keeps your body alive then still does today.
So we've got the Self-Reliance Workshop Series. It's going on right now, $15 per class, plus some of the classes require additional fees for materials, things like that. If you would like to register for them, you can call 603-539-6460. You can also find more information at jackmtn.com or galacommunity.org. Let's talk about some of these classes. Tom, you're going to be teaching one on bow drill creation.
That's right, yep.
And that's always a useful skill, especially right now with the cold outside.
You're going to want to get a fire going.
That's right.
Sure.
So what got you into bow drills, and do you find that a lot of people tend to pick it up really quick? Because I know I used to be in the Boy Scouts. Starting a fire can be hard with a bow drill.
It's certainly a challenge. I was attracted to it personally as sort of a way to increase my awareness of what it takes and what is required to actually start a fire. Hmm. Sort of coming back to that whole 100 years ago adage where everybody needed to know this skill not too long ago. So it's really kind of a fun exercise. I don't know how practical it is, and you know, if you were stuck outside on a day like today, it might be kind of hard to get one going, but certainly fun to get people involved in the process and learning how to do it.
How many years have you been teaching?
So this is my first year working with the Jack Mountain School of Bushcraft. I work with the Folk School in New Hampshire. We're running a School of the Forest program, which is working with kids mainly, getting them away from the screens and out into the woods.
And I assume that you teach more than just bow drill with that.
Yep. All aspects of primitive skills and kind of getting kids back into appreciating being outside instead of indoors in front of a television.
And I've also got Tim Smith, of course, the founder of Jack Mountain Bushcraft School, and he's teaching quite a few classes on this list of classes that I have. Tim, why don't you talk about the edible wild plants, because you're always in need of a snack out in the wild.
It never hurts to know what you can eat around you and also to know what's poisonous.
Yes, that's important.
There are all sorts of vegetables out there growing in the woods along old fields that we can eat for free. They're 100% organic. You know, they live whether we plant them or not. And a lot of people these days are more and more concerned about the security of where their food comes from. And hey, here's a whole bunch of things that you can go gather yourself for free. It just, the cost of admission is learning how to identify them and how to process them.
So is that something that you found a lot of people tend to be using on a regular average basis, or is that more of a survival skill?
I always try to stay away from the word survival because it brings to mind people with guns buried in the backyard and scared of zombies coming after them and Chicken Little worried about the sky falling. It's really not about survival. It's just living a lifestyle that is close to the land. I mean, a lot of people here love to eat raspberries, and you can go to the store and buy them for $5 a pint, or you can go gather a 5-gallon bucket of them for free for the cost of a few hours. And it's a fun, enjoyable outing, and there's lots of wild foods available out there. It's just a question of knowing what they are, how to identify them, and how to process them, and you know, whether you like them or not.
Who doesn't pick blueberries when you're out hiking the woods or one of the mountains or anything like that? So very true.
Yeah, and there's tons out there, and if you think back that 100 years ago, 200 years ago, people couldn't just run to the grocery store, so all these things were staple foods.
What inspired you to start this school?
I've always been interested in living outdoors. When I was a kid, I always wanted to learn about how the Indians lived, and I've just been fortunate that for the past 15 years, I've been able to make it my full-time livelihood. So I'm a registered master Maine guide. I run a lot of trips. We do semester courses for college students and work with a lot of veterans on the GI Bill. And, you know, I just feel like I'm the luckiest guy in the world because I get to be Peter Pan.
If you would like to register for any of these classes or want more information, you can always call 603-539-6460. You can also stop by jackmtn.com or galacommunity.org. That's GALA for gala. There are lots of other classes going on. Emily, real quick, would you like to highlight any of these?
Yeah, so we have Tim and Tom are teaching about half the classes, and then the other half of the classes are taught by local folks who have a skill to share. So they're once a month, on the second Wednesday, and some of those classes that are taught by just local people from the region are things like bookbinding, soap making, how to use a sewing machine, basic sewing skills, things like that. So all sorts of different skills all over across the board that are really fun, really useful, and great to know and share.
And one of the ones that catches my eye, beer brewing basics.
Yes, so I'm sure that will be a popular one.
So all sorts of ways to live off the land, and you can find them out at the Self-Reliance Workshop Series. Again, 603-539-6460 if you would like to register or ask any questions. Emily Ritchie, as well as Tom Belluccio and Tim Smith, thank you all for coming.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. I've always been told I had a face for radio, and I'm glad I finally got to stretch that out.
This portion of Drive Time has been brought to you by the law firm Cooper Cargill Chant, great lawyers serving the legal needs of the region from their offices in North Conway and Burling. Visit CooperCargillChant.com today.